Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's dive into this Love is Blind recap.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So we are back in the pods, y'all. These motherfucking pods. Mm-hmm. We got a whole diverse mix of people walking in slow motion down the hallway.
Lots of different kinds of people.
This is how you know the Bachelor franchise is deeply problematic and they choose to remain white. That is a choice. They cannot blame casting like they did in the past. Nope. Oh, black people don't come to the casting calls. Yada, yada, yada. Just from this one 30-second segment of seeing the literal United Colors of Benetton walk down this motherfucking pod hallway.
Yep.
Please. The first person we even see speak is a plus-size black woman.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Who we pretty much only saw her then, so that was sad.
I know. All the plus size women were like all of them thrown out immediately, which I found very sad.
But. Yeah, I was sad too. But she kind of just opens up with reminding us what this show is all about. She said, "My physical insecurities have definitely affected my dating life. This experience allows me to be judged for who I am as a person, not my physical." And then we also get Natalie, Asian woman, sharing her experience, Salvador, Latino. It's like the first three people we see even speak were...
Non-white.
It was great. And so, yeah, very diverse group. We have our hosts, Vanessa and Nick Lachey.
And you know what, Vanessa? I don't know who the fuck you think you are with these sleeves on your shirt.
Massive
Christian Siriano, massive sleek couture sleeves that you got on, bitch. I don't know who you think you are, but okay.
Oh, God. These big ass sleeves, I know.
I just like hate them, so I have to keep it up. You know, I hate what? Let it die. I just hate the two of them. Yeah,
you do. I hate them
after rewatching Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey's show back in the day.
He was so mean to her. Yeah.
Oh my God. It was so bad. And I'm taking her book on vacation. Her old racist self. Can't wait. Read that one.
God. Little beach read. Oh, God. Our host.
Gotta stick with it.
Yeah, gotta stick with it, I guess. When he said, "I'm Nick Lachey," obviously, I was like, "What you mean, obviously?" That shit was back to
obviously, nigga. Ain't nobody singing no. I don't even remember the song.
I don't even remember a 98 degree song. Stop. Stop it.
Oh, God, I can't stand this.
Anyways, so yeah, they come and they're all kind of just like, talking about the trials and tribulations of, like, modern dating.
Modern dating, yeah.
Which I thought was also very interesting. It was so quick, but it was, like, just the story editing that they do. They're very selective of what they remain in.
Let in, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's such a good plug for the show working. Because a lot of people, I think, would think that this would not work if they're watching this for the first time. But that kind of explanation of why these people don't like modern dating is a good case for why it works. Yeah,
that's true. So Natalie, she talks about her stereotype as being like the quiet, submissive, like Asian women. And then they had this some random blonde girl who talked about her being stereotyped as like being a good time and like can't really have any, no one really takes her seriously.
Giving Legally Blonde for sure. Like, my boobs are too big. Like, definitely giving that, which was crazy. But okay, girl.
But it was crazy, but I heard her though. I heard her in terms of I'm not a white blonde woman walking around this world. I'm sure not from my perspective. I'm thinking what she got to complain about, whatever. But she's saying she imagine kind of like walking around where like you're trying to find a man and husband too, but no one is trying to wife you. They just want to fuck. They just want to fuck. They don't take you seriously for anything you're saying. You're immediately stereotyped as being a blonde bimbo. You're constantly fighting to be taken seriously. Like I understood what she was saying and how this process, she would appreciate a process like this.
No, not at all. Not at all. Because I walk around in that same existence. I walk around as a very curvy woman, and I have since I was 14 years old. So I have walked around in this world where everyone just wants to fuck. So if I was white and blonde and the and blue-eyed and had big boobs and was traditionally like straight-sized and thin, I could never fathom complaining about this. This is crazy.
She's single here too, though. She can't find a man, so she
that's probably due to other things. I have I'm very doubtful that it's due that her boobs are too big that she's here to date because she can't. You know what I mean?
I think of it as her. It's almost like the pretty privilege thing. It's like her pretty privilege. It's almost the what's that bitch's name? Emily Raskovacci, whatever. Whatever her name is. The girl from Blurred Lines, the Blurred Lines video. Raskovacci! I don't know. She's writing all these think pieces about how hard it is to be thin and white and beautiful.
Exactly. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No. Right. It's hard to like, feel the sympathy.
I can't with it with this. Like I
guess. Yeah. I hear you, blonde woman. Life ain't that hard for you, but I hear what she was trying to say is what I'm trying to say. Anyways.
Okay.
So they break down the process. Remind us again, 10 days. They're gonna be dating in the pod, sight unseen, judge not for their looks, race, background, income, all that jazz. And we're also reminded how this show, which I forgot honestly when I first sat down and watched this, that they have to get engaged. Like there's a forced proposal at the end of this.
I know. Which I'm surprised they carried that over because that is really a bad idea. It really makes a mockery of the institution of marriage, but okay, sure, whatever.
I like the show, the whole how they start the show, the whole process of it feels so serious, and then and like you really believe in it. And when they throw in that forced proposal, I was like, "Oh fuck, yeah, we are watching a reality dating television show." Yep. Like, it like reminded you. And so yeah, they gotta get engaged at the end, and then they have 4 weeks afterwards to like get to know their person and also plan a wedding. So that's fun. And so yeah, time to hit the pods. We meet some people. We first meet Ayana, really cute. Like she's so adorable. I love her. I just want to protect her and hold her and just like ward off everyone. Like I know.
Like, I feel like holding her and just like
slashing everyone. Yes. Holding like carrying her like a baby and just like fighting everybody else in my right arm. Like literally, I just want to cherish her.
Yes,
she's adorable. And then she says she's in the pod because she looks like a 13-year-old boy. She don't have a boob. She don't got no boob. She ain't got no butt.
I can understand that. There we go. That I understand. That, yes. There I get her, it. Like,
her insecurity. And so she first meets Jarrett, who is he's cute, dark skinned black guy from Chicago.
He is cute. Yeah. He's
very cute. Yes. And yeah, they have like very easy conversation. He definitely makes her laugh. Her laugh is her laugh is really cute and very distinct.
I know. Yeah.
And they get deep pretty quickly, which is kind of a theme of the pods. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I have to say, yes. This is the one time I'm going to defend Jared. Maybe this whole time.
Okay.
It is almost, I don't want to say unfair, but you could tell that Jared is black through the pod.
I mean, yeah.
Same with you can tell by his voice.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you could tell with Sal even as well.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
He mm-hmm. is of some sort of Latinx or Hispanic origin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By his voice. And right. I believe he's got a little bit of an accent going.
Yeah.
So I feel like Ayana got in those pods. He said he was from Anchorage, Alaska. And immediately she was like, stop playing. Where are you from? Immediately yeah. they had like a sort of a, yeah. like, you know what I mean? Like a back and forth mm-hmm. from that.
Yeah.
Which I actually thought was very interesting that mm-hmm. they could tell. Because you could tell. We know that unspoken language of like, oh, I do it on the phone all the time. When I'm on the phone with mm-hmm. somebody black in customer service mm-hmm. or something, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, true. Yeah. That is true. That is one aspect of the show that, yeah, we don't really talk about. Like, sure, it's sight unseen. You know, they mm-hmm. look like whatever. But voices also have, like, races attached sometimes. Like, Shane, you know, yeah. is a white man. You know what I mean? It's not just the yeah. black people, the Hispanic. It's like, you know Shane is white. Right? Ain't no black yeah, guy walking exactly. around with yes. voice like that. Yeah.
yeah.
So right. there, which right. is also a weird concept to think about, like, voices being racialized.
It is. yeah but yeah yeah
they are they definitely
even just
are.
Inflections even we're not yes. even talking oh gosh like the way that you speak and the words that you say and what you consider to be mm-hmm. casual versus right. what you consider to
it's
be like your interview
the voice
is yeah. the voice itself has a
yeah
a, oh man so interesting anybody who yeah. knows more about that please yes. email us.
Yes, if you are a linguistics professor or some shit, yes. like we've had people like email us, please. I'd love to learn more about that concept of like
yeah, yeah.
voice and race and all that stuff. Not again, as you said, we're not talking about like the language used. We're talking about the voice itself. So they get deep very quick. We learned about her past, raised by her mom, then was raised by a family friend, and then got adopted at a like later in life. And so day one they're already hitting it off. Then we see Jarrett with Mallory. Mallory is 32.
Well, I thought it was Latina. A bad bitch at first.
At first, I really liked Mallory too.
Yeah.
By episode two, I was kind of like done with her though, to be honest. Like, it didn't take me that long to kind of like,
Mallory. Damn. I liked Mallory for a while. All right. Well,
we'll get to it. But they also really connect. They're both super active, both super into sports. She grew up with brothers, really into, you know, watching sports. They like a very easy rapport. She was calling him Jer-Bear. Like like you could see the pods kind of working already. Like they did a good job casting people with similar interests and stuff. And then we see Mallory with Salvador. I kind of love even the way it's filmed. Yeah. So it's like Jarrett and Ayana. And Jarrett goes off and meets Mallory. And then Mallory goes off and meets
Mallory. Yes. It's like a organizational chart.
Yes, very much. And so Mallory meets Salvador, 31, from El Paso, from a big Latin community. He talked about being raised in like around machismo, but that's like not him at all. He's like a softy and very into like his emotions, and he said he likes crying. Tears are a strength.
Yeah, emotions are strength. That's so nice.
Studied opera in college, like very like the opposite of machismo, like completely.
Very, very. Because I immediately thought of Monet Exchange, who also studied opera in college.
Oh wow, Monet Exchange, the drag queen. Okay,
yes. The drag queen.
Oh wow. So Mallory, she also has a really good time with Salvador. They're both Mexican. Mm-hmm. She's half Mexican, half Colombian or something. Both Mexican, from big families. Family's very important. And he leaves the pod singing Adios, Mi Amor. And she's just like melting.
Oh my God.
And that was for me the start of being like, this girl Mallory's fucking weird.
Done with Mal? Oh, damn. Oh, wow. This is the
start. Because for me, I would have been cringing walking out the room like, fuck, he was cool until that. Like,
I would have been cringing as well. But also, it's also kind of nice. I don't know. I kind of like it.
You like it too?
A little bit. I don't want it, no. But I think it's kind of cute.
To each their own, I guess.
They,
again, another little connection. And then, we then kind of see, like, rapid fire, like, dates that don't go so well, where they're deep and nice, where it's just, like, very superficial. There's this girl, Trisha, who we learn more later, who's just, like, going on and on about how many Instagram followers she has. She is wild.
Isn't she the one who's complaining about her big titties?
Oh, was it her? It was, I don't know, it was a blonde. It might have been her.
I feel like
it was another one, though. Oh, you do? I feel like it was someone else. I don't know. Either way.
I gotta go back and look.
Yeah. So we meet her, and then we meet Shake.
Shake! Have a shake! Oh, boy!
We meet Shake through a montage of him asking women
fatphobic questions. Meet him, This is really... He is really the personification of what fat phobia is. Like, he is afraid of fatness construct, as a concept, as a body. Afraid of anything that is considered a fat body. Very interesting. Somebody's so flat out with this.
Just seeing him ask the women, do you like to work out? It's like, I like buying clothes for girls. What size are you? Like, just
what size
so fucking
are you?
Weird.
Yeah.
So he was asking the women their ages too. He was just all over the map.
Yeah, like, I prefer younger. I'm like, what?
Yeah. What? So Shake meets Deepti, who is, from her name, he guessed very easily she's Indian. So yeah, again, there's ways that they get to learn each other and at least a little bit of what they look like, at least race-wise. And yeah, they both were born in India, moved here very young. He openly admits very early on that he's only dated like mostly blonde white women and never dated an Indian woman. And she also admits that she's never dated Indian man. She's only dated white guys. Very interesting. Like, that wasn't just one of them, both of them.
And that they shared ended that up experience. Together. This is why trauma bonding can be really problematic.
Oh Lord. Yeah, that's true.
You gotta deal with that. You gotta deal with whatever wherever you put whiteness in your mind, which I'm sure is at the top because you got to this country and that's where it is. Yeah. I'm sure you gotta deal with that before you get into these pods and start dating people and not knowing what race they are, DK knowing.
It was just so like we started with that. I was like, wow.
Okay,
interesting. And so that's one layer that we'll definitely dive into more as the season goes on. But then Shake pulls his same fatphobic bullshit with Deepti and his whole weird hypothetical of, well, or if I'm at a music festival, do you like to be on guys' shoulders? Would I have trouble picking you up? Like fishing for her to tell him she's fat. Like, what is he even looking for?
I guess he's looking for somebody who is the opposite of fat because he's afraid of anything, any woman that is fat. So he is looking for someone who's extremely small.
But even like, let's say she was one of the bigger women here and he asked, will I have trouble picking you up? He's looking for someone to, I guess someone might give an answer back like, well, you know, I'm a little curvy or whatever. It's like, yeah, I guess he is. There's an answer that can be given like, to reveal himself. I don't know.
Like, oh, if you can handle me or like, oh, if you know.
Just fishing. So weird.
Hey, guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.